Well, good evening, everybody. This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 26th of May, 2024. I cannot believe, actually, this is going to be the last Sunday in May. Where is the time going this year? It really does seem to be flying by. Only good thing is that we have had some really good weather this weekend. Friday, weather was fantastic. Nice sunny day. Saturday, I woke up, I went to the Citrus Centre, I'll talk about that in a minute, went to the allotment, and again, another sunny day. It rained overnight last night, don't mind that, because it was overnight between 11 and 6. That's exactly what we want. And then today, beautiful sunny day. Only problem today, it was a little bit windy. But hey, these things happen. Now, I mentioned going to the Citrus Centre yesterday, which was a really good day out. Well, a morning out. I was there a couple of hours in at the most, and I could have probably only done it in 1 hour. There wasn't a huge amount to go around and see, if you know what I mean. I should explain, the Citrus Centre is a citrus nursery. They sell citrus plants, and they sell them online, or you can make an appointment to go and visit them. Well, they had an open day yesterday and last Saturday as well. I was unable to make it to last Saturday, but I went along today. For those that are interested, the Citrus Centre is in West Sussex in a village called Pulborough. And I went along. I thought it was going to be quite empty, to be honest with you, but when I turned up, there was already a few people there who were having a look around. And I thought, great, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb so much. But I went in there and had a look around the first greenhouse full of these wonderful citrus plants. Outside there were citrus plants as well, and we're talking things like lemons and oranges and grapefruits, and there's some Szechuan pepper. Some of the lemons and grapefruits were huge and really impressive, and there was this beautiful aroma inside this greenhouse. I smelt it as soon as I went in as well. Well, after about half hour, the young lady then opened the second greenhouse for us to have a look in as well, which was also very, very interesting, and thoroughly had another look around there. And they also sell things like citrus compost and citrus feed. Now, I will admit, when I was hearing the prices of some of the trees, we're talking £250 for a huge passion fruit tree. Did put me off a little, of course. I didn't actually buy anything yesterday, but it has sort of reignited a thought of mine of trying to grow some more citrus, because I think it'll just be fun. And what I realised with the conversations I was hearing going on, talking to with people at the event, you know, £250 on a orange tree or grapefruit tree, you know, a significant amount of money. They do smell small. They do sell smaller ones for sort of 30, 40 quid, and they just take a while, of course, to build up to that sort of size. But what was apparent is that they do not like being cold. They've got to be kept frost-free. And they sort of said -5 will kill them off, which I found quite interesting, because we do get that sort of cold temperature rarely, but we do get it here on the south coast. In my greenhouse, we might be okay, but they were pretty much of the sort of advice was that you need a frost-free greenhouse. You need a heater in there to keep it frost-free, which I don't think is too much of an issue, but did give me, again, a lot of things to think about. And if we do go down citrus, we might have to think about that. Now, I do actually have a lemon tree growing in my garden. It hasn't fruited. I've also got, I was reminded today, a pineapple guava, which falls into that category as well, I believe. So there are certain things about it that seem quite good, but yeah, did give me a lot to think about. And growing oranges and lemons, the lady actually gave me 3 lemons to take home, because I chatted to her after I'd looked around and sort of said, I want to do a podcast with you, which we're going to do. These lemons that she gave me, she said they're a bit slug damaged, that's why she gave them to me. They were bigger than my hand. They were that big. They really were impressive. Grown in the UK, I'm going to save a seed from these and try and grow these the seeds of these as well. So, yeah, I kind of liked it, but it did give a lot of things to think about as well. Now, if you've grown any citrus, I would love to hear about it and how well you get on, and is it something that we should look at doing in the future as well. Now, coming to today, I sowed the kale seeds from this month's gift pack. Now, kale is one of those plants that I never really heard of until I really moved out into an allotment and I discovered it by accident. Now, I have always grown food, but to discover this thing called kale, at the time, a few years ago now, it was considered a super, I think it's still considered a superfood actually, but it was all the rave at that time. And I that's when I started really first growing it. So what I've done, I've scattered the seeds, broadcast sown them into a tray, and we're going to prick them out later. Now, usually I would be sowing these in plug plants, but I just had too many seeds. The seeds themselves are quite small, so I didn't fancy pricking them all out or sowing them one by one. So I've just broadcast sown them, and I've scattered over some compost over the top of vermiculite, just to give them a light covering, and then I have placed them in my propagation area. Once they germinate and pull on true leaves, we will prick them out into individual plug plants and then grow them on into pots as they grow. In the meantime, we're going to prepare the ground that they are to grow in. Now, these are a brassica, so they're going to go into our brassica beds. And what I'm hoping to do is to actually plant them in the bed where my first early potatoes are currently. So I'm hoping we're going to be able to harvest our first early potatoes and then follow those up with kale, Brussels sprouts and purple sprouting broccoli. Might be a bit of a hope, but that's what I'm going to try and do. Now we're just going to, once we harvested all the potatoes, all we're going to do is add plenty of compost to the bed, add a bit of lime as well, and then plant all these plants out, give them a good watering, maybe a bit of chicken manure pellets if needed, but with the compost it's probably not needed, and they should do quite well. And they will grow, and we will pick the leaves as required once they are at a reasonable size. Now you can pick them at pretty much any age. The younger leaves generally taste better, but as they get bigger and they do get a little bit tougher, but you get more to them to make it worthwhile. Now the good thing with kale is it is incredibly hardy. We can plant it now up until about July and it will survive through the winter. It will grow through the winter, so we can make picklings of these throughout the winter as well, which just add bits of nice, nutritious, healthy leaves to our meals through the winter months too, which I think is very, very important too. It's as easy as that. As I said, with plenty of compost, they don't really need much in the way of feed, but if you do need to feed them, something like chicken manure pellets, which is a high nitrogen plant feed, is all they really need. As easy as that. Give it a go. Let me know how you get on with it. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. I'm going to be getting tomorrow's podcast ready tomorrow. It's a bank holiday, so we've got another day of gardening. And what we're going to be doing tomorrow, actually, we've got the winner of the competition to tickets to Gardeners Wildlife. So you can hear about that and about the trip I made to West Dean last week. Bye, guys. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.